Back to Huskies Drive Time on Mix 93 WKFJ. Matt Jennings, head coach of the Michigan Tech volleyball team. They are back home this weekend, and they will be having two matches, and one of them being senior day. That'll be Saturday, and that game will be broadcasted on Mix 93 WKMJ with Mitch Lake. Matt Jennings, how are you today, my friend?
I'm well, thank you, sir. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, it's nice to be here. This is where the magic happens, I see.
I know. You think it's so much more, and then you get here, and this is it?
Oh, this is awesome. Very good. Very good. It's cozy in here.
You got the beautiful carpet on the walls and everything. I mean,
1970s.
Listen to that sound, though. No reverberation at all.
I see now.
GLVC, GLIAC Classic, or GLIAC, GLVC.
Crossover.
Sure. This past weekend, you get a big win in the last match, and I know you were saying that it just at times didn't seem like the team really ever got any kind of rhythm. That was your exact quote, I think. And that what happened?
Yeah. You know, Friday and Saturday were just two different days, it seemed like, and unfortunately two different teams. The event is pretty special. I mean, it's you have 16 teams each conference playing on eight courts for two straight days. It can be overwhelming for a young team in a small space. And no excuses. We didn't seem to just find ourselves on Friday. We're a little banged up, and of course we're young, but again, at this point in the season, that can only be excused for so long. So I just thought we made too many unforced errors on Friday. Did some good things here and there, but Saturday we turned around and really put it together. I thought Kendall Warden particularly just dominated the match. It was good stuff.
Talk about just the scene that it is, you know, down there at the crossover. You know, it looked like on the photos that I've seen, it's eight courts right next to each other, you know, just a big, huge room, and you got balls flying everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's actually kind of ironic. That center is owned and run by a club in Chicago that I'm very familiar with, and actually a handful of our players may have even had home court advantage because they've played there so much. It's a big center for junior volleyball. It's a great facility for our sport, and it really, I think, highlights the sport and allows teams to come in and play all at once. It is. It's eight courts, boom, 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 in a row, with the upper deck balcony for fans to watch and for filming to go on, and all at once you have eight college matches going. I mean, literally a couple feet from each other, and then the next one comes in the next wave, and then you do that all day, and then the next day.
How do they do that with, I mean, aren't there balls from one court going into the other all the time?
There are, and it does kind of delay things here and there. It's definitely different than the college environment that you normally see, but for so many of the players that come from all the different teams, that environment's actually very normal to them in terms of what they've done before they got to college. So it's just kind of unique. It's, from what I read, it's like the largest college tournament in the country or something like that.
32 teams. I can't imagine that there's a bigger one.
No, it's cool. I mean, and it's, you know, I think as some of our younger players get more used to it, that were the ones who are on the court, they'll acclimate it to it a little bit more. But it's fun. I mean, it's just fun. And it's really two great conferences going after it. We tied, but it came down to, I think, set wins at the end of the tournament. So I think they got it for 2 years in a row.
Is that facility used for high school tournaments, too, where you can come in and recruit and that kind of thing, too?
The junior level, so USAV club or AAU club. But actual high school matches, I'm not sure. Now, I have recruited there probably three or four, maybe even five times a year for the last 8 or 9 years.
Wow.
So it's really a place where coaches from all over the country come and can find some great talent.
And you were saying that the GLIAC defeated the GLVC. It was tied matches, but we won in total sets.
I think the other way around, we lost. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. No, you're right. We tied in matches,
but
we lost in sets, which makes me bummed out that we dropped a set on Saturday even, because we were killing them. And then that third set, we just flopped and then came back and killed them again in the fourth. So
it seems like that happens a lot. It seems like a team has a hard time putting somebody else away 3-0. Like, you get that 2-0 lead, and it seems like there might be a lull there before you're able, like, okay, well, we got to go put this away now.
No, that's exactly right. And that's been a source of, I think, our team's frustration as we try to change the culture here with our program. There's no doubt we're winning more. There's no doubt we're playing better overall. But consistency and back-to-back wins is what we're really looking to do next on a consistent basis. We have the talent. It's just, you know, that whether it's fear of not losing that lead or fear of performance, performance or new territory, whatever it may be, we're still looking to find our rhythm in that regard. But you know, at the end of the day, it was a win, and we're happy to take one with us into this weekend.
Now, I've heard you talk about several different players. You talk about Kendall Ward dominating the match, and I've heard you say that about Sylvie Rokosh, and I've heard you say that about Aubrey Fysak. Seems like you've got a lot of weapons, and it'd be nice maybe if they all, you know, showed up on the same day.
If you have the potion, Wes, come on and practice, brother. No, you're absolutely right. We definitely have the weapons, and volleyball is an interesting sport. Like we've talked about, the shared space and six players on a small space, and you know, balance. We don't need the dominating performance by one or two. I mean, you look at our Malone loss here at home. Kendall Ward goes 24 kills, two errors, 519 hitting. Fysak had, I believe, 18 kills on the other outside. We lose in five. It's a team sport, and it's defense and offense, and it's this flow that we talk about that we're still looking for. We have the pieces, and we're looking to put it together. And the future's bright for the rest of this season, I think, if we can find some consistency. But going forward after that, I think you're going to see some good things out of this young group.
Is that a mental thing where some of the players think that they have to kind of do it all themselves, and for some reason it seems to trickle down where one is only really dominating like that and not a team effort?
Yeah, you know, that very well could be it. I'm not quite sure if I've pinpointed what it is. I do know that the dynamic of basically having mini games within a match is very unique, and sometimes it's easy to see a team or a player or two kind of fall into just going through the motions or having to reset every set. And every time you make an adjustment on your end, the other team's going to do theirs. I think to win 3-0 in a match really at the college level is a feat in itself. You know, it's not, I don't think, meant to be played 3-0. If you're a competitive team, you don't lose 3-0 very often, and that's a good sign that we've seen from our team is we've not lost 3-0 very often. In fact, our 3-0 loss this Friday was our first since Ashland here at home. So we're making strides that way as well.
Now you've got three more weekends of volleyball left, and looks like seven more matches in conference play, but only one of them is at home, and that's this weekend. Ferris State on Friday at 7 o'clock, Grand Valley at 4 o'clock on Saturday. Talk about the upcoming weekend.
Yeah, it's a big one for us. I mean, right now we sit tied for the final playoff spot in the league with Finley and Wayne State, and so in a sense we're in control of our own destiny. Now the challenge there is we play all the top teams in the league going forward. We have Grand Valley and Ferris this weekend who are playing good ball. We got to see them play live in person, you know, over the weekend, and they're just playing very well. They have the winning thing down over the years, but in terms of talent, and I think that if we put our talent together and make a homestand, it could be a good thing. And then we, of course, then go to Northern on Tuesday, which is a match that we'll be up for as well. But the Ferris match, we'll take that first, and they're athletic team. Oh, my gosh, are they athletic. And they're just very well coached and very solid in the backcourt. And we'll have to play our game in order for it to be a battle, but I have no doubt we can make it a battle.
Coach, really quick, can you just touch on Senior Day and what that's going to mean to you and for the players on Saturday?
Yeah, I'll try to keep it real quick here. Four very special seniors that have meant a great deal for this program over their time here. In particular, my year and a half or two seasons now here have meant a great deal to me and in my transition here, particularly my two senior captains, Jordana Caro and Maddie Haben. Two just one-of-a-kind people each, and I'm going to miss them all very much and looking forward to honoring them on Saturday.
Very good. Well, it's a big home weekend. Anything else, Wes?
No, that's it. We got to keep rolling. But we have a great atmosphere at Michigan Tech volleyball games this year. I encourage people to come out and check it out. It's a lot of fun to watch, and I'm looking forward to going to the matches this weekend.
And we're going to be giving away volleyball tickets later on this week for the matches, so be tuned in for that. And, again, get out and watch these young ladies play. It is a lot of fun, and you got two good teams coming in here, too, so be a couple of good matches. Looking forward to it. Coach, we can't thank you enough for making the trip down here, and maybe we'll make this more of a regular thing in the future.
I love it. I love it in here. It's nice and warm here, especially this morning.
All right.